Today's episode is brought to you by Taft Law and its Franchise Advance Program, a one-of-a-kind program developed by your host, Josh Brown, to help entrepreneurs assess, convert, and grow your business the right way through sound franchise structures. To learn more, go to taftlaw.com and type Franchise Advance Program in the search bar.
If you think like, act like, or are trying to grow like a franchise, then the Franchise Euphoria podcast is for you. Hello and welcome, everybody. Josh Brown here, and I created this podcast for one main goal: to help people who are trying to grow their business through franchising or franchise-like structures to do it the right way. I've been practicing law now as a franchise lawyer for many, many years, and I've seen it done the right way and the wrong way. And this podcast is not filled with a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo. Rather, I talk with real people, people who have been there, have done it, are doing it right now. And I also dive deep into specific topics related to franchising. So if this is of interest to you, you are at the right place. Enjoy. Welcome back to Franchise Euphoria. Thrilled today to have on Casey Cooley, who is the president of Pivotal Growth Partners. How you doing, Casey?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on the show. Tell us a little bit about Pivotal Growth and its history.
Yeah, we're firm that started in 2018 as kind of a pretty tight-knit group. We all have worked together in past experiences and past lives in the franchising space in one way or another. Started with the fact that we wanted to bring, high-level, multi-year experience in franchising and developments, and primarily in kind of the QSR restaurant space, to emerging brands, right? We're entrepreneurial at heart. We love entrepreneurs, and we really wanted to bring that level of talent and expertise and capital, whether it's human or financial capital, to a brand to give it the best chance of success and work closely with the founders and his teammates and his employees to be able to be or her employees to be able to kind of just do it the right way give everyone the best opportunity for success. Shareholders, stakeholders, employees, the founder, franchisees, everyone kind of working together to win at the end of the day.
And, you know, in this world, everybody kind of has their own definition for an emerging franchisor. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys look at in terms of emerging. Is this somebody who's, you know, maybe got 0 to 20 locations, or is it more, you know, 50 to 100 or somewhere in that realm?
Yeah, it's truly the 0 to 20. I would say even it's probably a little bit over zero, right? Because, I mean, zero is you kind of have an idea, right? From our perspective, we really like to see something that's been tested and vetted a little bit even before we get there. A couple years of operations, a brand, some sort of platform or operations, maybe even training, a little test and trial and marketing, even if it's just from a design perspective. And just be able to see kind of how a brand has started and evolved, at least for over a little period of time. And get in there and kind of roll up our sleeves and help them kind of start asking the right questions, even making some decisions and taking the right steps to growth, right? And growth can be two ways. It could be through franchising, or it could be through corporate, or it could kind of be through a combination of both, so really three, I guess you could say. And be able to kind of help people look ahead. You know, one of the unique things we bring to the table is we've built brands from 100 to 900, from, you know, 36 to 400, to from 0 to 150. So we kind of know what it takes to get to some of those larger numbers and things that go amok at night, per se, right? And to kind of be able to plan now to be able to alleviate or even eliminate some of those issues into the future to be able to accelerate growth and have a better chance of success from that perspective.
Well, I'm so happy we're having this conversation, because I think, you know, many listeners of this podcast are in that boat of contemplating turning their business into a franchise, or maybe already have. And those, some of those folks just think, oh, I turn this into a franchise and then it just magically grows. Or, you know, through people that they know or through other connections. And we all know that the truth is in the franchise world that, yes, maybe you can get a few and get some good traction. I've definitely worked with brands that have built everything, you know, organically without, you know, taking outside investment or ownership. But oftentimes it's a struggle, right? I mean, it can be, you can have these great concepts, you can have great systems, but it takes a certain level of strategy and know-how to really grow the brand. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, and granted, I'm I guess probably still somewhat young in the world of franchising, being only 36 years old and as a career about 10 years now. But from my perspective and my experience in it, I think it's incredibly easy to start a franchise and it's incredibly hard to grow it, right? And even grow it the right way from that perspective. Some recent studies and kind of industry facts that I've seen is 250 franchises brands start every year and 250 stop every year, right? So think of the churn of that from a start-stop, people trying to franchise, people deciding to stop franchising for whatever reason. I think there's something into just the oversimplification of, hey, you have a line out the door, you have one location, someone sees it, they want to franchise it, you go talk to your attorney, you get the documents done, and now you're officially a franchisor, right? Well, you know, I think there's so much more to it. And, I do know there's people out there that do it right, but I just think you don't know what you don't know. And the last thing you want to do is turn on a button that you can't turn off, right? Or if you do have to turn it off, it's never a good thing to do. And so one of the things we really look at and try to talk about is the growing pains of growth. And it's, you know, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Founder, you know, if you decide to go down this path and take this leap of faith and kind of, you know, look at this program and turn this on, this is what it means, right? You're officially in the franchising business. You know, a lot of founders, no matter what business they're in, but specifically kind of in the QSR concept, your business to consumer, you're serving them some sort of frozen treat or a burger and fries or tacos or pizza or whatever that's great food should be. And now all of a sudden, now you're serving business to people, right? That are investing their blood, sweat, and tears into helping grow your brand. So it's just a huge different shift of perception for people. And that's one of the things you really try to do is kind of build that culture of growth and the culture of franchising within a brand and start kind of testing that initially to be able to say, okay, if we can kind of make decisions through these lens and look at, you know, if a franchisee wins, we all win. And kind of from the beginning, from the first disclosure document, from the first franchise agreement to the first discovery day and the people that are coming in, to the way we set up supply chain and the transparency of that, to the marketing techniques and how we allow franchisees to be nimble and successful from that perspective. Everything we do, if we can put it in the hands of the franchisee to be successful and give them the best chance of success, that's how we're going to have our best chance at success. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that we see is really trying to coach and mentor and kind of do the best we can to be able to give our experience to, you know, converting someone to a restaurateur, to a franchisor. It's a shift of perception. And it can be a really good shift if you do it the right way. But again, you have to do it the right way.
And I can imagine you guys probably get the opportunity to take a look at a lot of different systems. And talk to me about how important the founders of the system are. And I got to imagine that's something you pay close attention to before you decide to work with a franchise system.
It is. It's, they created something incredibly special. They're to the point where they're considering growing it. More than likely, it's a special thing. And so how do you continue, defending is the wrong word, but how do you kind of protect that into the future, right? And I think a lot of times you see in franchising is when you franchise it, you lose a little bit of the control of what you have. And so I think one of the things we look at from a founder's perspective or just from a brand's perspective too, because it could be founders, it could be just a couple founders, it could be whatever the box could be. But, you know, how do you help the brand grow, right? And the thing is, you have to kind of give a little bit up of it for it to do so, right? Because now, you know, it becomes, you know, before you franchise, it's your brand. When you franchise, it's our brand, right? It's the franchisee's brand. It's your supplier's brands. It's your employee's brand. It becomes much bigger than yourself. And I think at the end of the day, I think it's why a lot of founders decide to franchise, is because they want to see the thing that they've created grow up and be big and be everywhere and be able to be presented to more people than they could have done by themselves. But I think the biggest thing that we do see when we talk to brands, whether we decide to work with them or not, is how much are you willing to give up, right? How much are you willing to give up from a brand's perspective to be able to have a little flexibility, whether it be franchisee profitability, right? Or in the initial investment for a franchise, or how much are you willing to put in the hands of a franchisee to help market your brand, right? And so one of the things we take a look at, you know, from a culture of growth and a culture of franchising is, how is that relationship, right? You know, we do spend a lot of time with founders and really be able to understand. And I think just in transparency, tell them how franchising works. It's like, hey, look, this is kind of what you're signing up for. Here's the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. You know, what it means to become a franchisor. You know, do you want to sign up for this, right? Because the last thing we want to do, again, is to have someone do that and be like, wow, gosh, like this is a lot more than I thought it was. I really wish I just would have grown corporately, because there, you know, I think there's concepts out there that should go through a corporate structure. There's concepts out there that should go through a franchise. There's concepts out there that should probably do a mix of both. But you got to make sure you follow that right path. If not, you're just completely missing the boat, in my opinion.
Now, when you guys come in, is it always a capital infusion of some amount of money?
Not necessarily. It's a combination of people capital and financial capital, just depending on what the brand needs, how big it is, where it's at in its infancy, or where it's at in the stage of growth, what they've done so far. Sometimes we'll be talking to the brand that's kind of already started the process of franchising, may not be public yet, but maybe they already started and we're just kind of finishing up and kind of launching it from a growth perspective. Sometimes we talk to brands that are really in between the do I franchise or not, and it's more of a consultancy mentorship. Hey, here's some things that we have done in our past to be able to start asking the questions for you to start figuring out if you should franchise or not, right? And so it is a combination of both people and financial, and packaging that correctly based on the brand and based on the growth goals that it has and just where it's at and its lifeline of growth to be able to give it the success of where it is today and where it wants to go.
What would you say, Casey, based on your experience, has been the biggest challenges that you and Pivotal Growth have had to overcome when working with franchise systems?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, probably the common answer to many of the questions you've asked over the last few years is COVID, right? You know,
Well, you guys got right into this in 2018, and then a short 2 years later.
So we've watched a few brands and vetted brands and kind of in this lens of COVID, and it's like, what is that? How does that react? How do you react now? How do you, you know, growth and development and franchising is, from that perspective, is always like a 12 to 24 to 20, 36 month look ahead, right? So like, what are decisions do we make now to for the next franchisees, right? And then the next franchisees, is, you know, what kind of real estate do we do? What are we looking now for supply chain or equipment or cost of construction? All those things just really came at everyone quickly, right? In the franchising space. And so I think the good thing about us is we're able to disseminate some of those learnings pretty quickly to brands that were thinking about franchising and maybe give them a little bit crash course per se, right? And saying, hey, what's the world facing with COVID and franchising, the things that are, you know, working and not working and all that good stuff. But we certainly didn't plan on launching brands in the middle of COVID, and I'm sure there's others out there with us that didn't plan that as well. And you just did the best you could. You tested things. At the end of the day, if you're really focused on what's the best thing for the franchisee, that's what you have to do, right? And so we had different stores in different markets. Some could open, some could not, some could be semi-open, some had to wait. You just had all these different variables that you were just, being present for, helping the best you could, helping you get to the next day, the next week, the next month. Um, and and start kind of understanding how long it was going to be, what was the issues going to take, and you know, how much of that do you scale, right? How much of it is just a situation that you fix a problem now, and how much of it is a, hey, we're continuing to scale. You know, we're going to open, you know, 20 stores the next year, 40 stores the next year, 50 stores the next year. How much of this do we need to set in place for systems, processes, and procedures for kind of the next generation of franchisees into the future? How much of it is kind of a reaction to COVID? And hindsight's always 20/20, and you're guessing the best you can. But again, at the end of the day, if you're kind of making decisions and doing the best you can to drive sales and profits and decrease costs to your franchisees, I do think you're making the right decisions for them.
So I want to ask this next question. This next question might be a little unfair. And so I say that because it's a question I get all the time, and it's always a hard one to answer, but I want you, Casey, to take your best shot at it. And the question that I get is, hey, what's the hottest franchise? Which is really, if you think about it, there's so many franchises out there, it's an impossible question to answer. But I would reframe it to you to say, when you guys are looking at an emerging brand, right, what are some that you're looking at that really stick out over others that really catch your attention, right? They may not be, you know, that you go, oh, wow, this is really something that's up and coming, or, you know, is it that it's a novel new take on something? I mean, a lot of these are quick service restaurants you're working with, right? Is it like, hey, it's a novel new take? Maybe it's an improvement on something else. Maybe it's the founder and their team. Maybe it's it's how they do it. I mean, I don't know. To answer, I get this question all the time, so I'm asking this selfishly because it's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, this is probably like a scapegoat answer, but I think it's all of the above. But I think what makes a concept hot is, one, it's replicatable. Two, through franchisees, right? Now, is it the concept, the product? Is it the system? Is it the leadership team? Is it the unique way they do operations or marketing? You know, I think Crumble is a perfect example. If you saw this huge mass just market, right? They just went to market as quickly as possible. All the stores opened big. They just blitzed it, right? Which is so interesting from my perspective to see that happen.
Yeah, they've got like 950 locations now or something like that.
Yeah, it was incredible to see from my seat. But I think the biggest thing is like, what makes a great franchisee, or what's an exciting franchisee is it's like back to the franchisee. You know, what's a franchise? It's, you know, business operated by the franchisee. And the best you can create something that's replicatable, understandable, approachable, relationship driven with the franchise operator and the franchise owner, that's how you're going to get that scale and that, like, oh, wow, like all of a sudden you're seeing that exponential growth. Now you have to deliver on the promise of return on investment, return on equity, sometimes return on sanity, right? You know, some of these things you're doing well making money, but it's just such a hassle having to deal with it every day. It's like, you know, is it worth your time, right? Is the juice worth the squeeze, per se? So I think from my perspective, there's so many unique things out there happening. I think you really have to understand is like, is this something that your average person to get their head around, right? And I think that's where you see a lot of cool stuff pop up and then go away within a year, 12 years or 10 years or 5 years. And it's so interesting to see like what sticks and what stays. And it's, to me, in my opinion, it's the ones that your average person can just handle it and get it. Now they're getting a lot of support from the top down, especially as a brand grows, more scale, more marketing, more power. But again, it goes back to whatever that secret, cool, fun thing you have, can the average person do it? You know, and that's what's going to make you an incredible franchise system and a franchise program. If you can take the average person, give them a great brand, give them a great training program, operationally marketing, allow them to go into the marketplace and be successful. Yeah, that's how you create great scale.
Well, and I think you know, from my perspective, I like when you said, it's the ones that stick around, right? I mean, I think I saw a recent Jeff Bezos quote that basically said, if you're trying to find what's hot, you're already too late to the party, right? I mean, it's hard to catch the wave. And if it's hot in the moment, doesn't mean it's going to last. At the end of the day, you're really trying to find the thing that's going to last, that's not the fad that's, you know, gonna stick around. And that's really what you're looking for. In our remaining couple minutes, Casey, talk a little bit about the brands that you're working with and then what's on the horizon here for Pivotal Growth.
Yeah, great question. So Jeremiah's Italian Ice, we launched franchising in 2019. We have about 136 locations open, or 37 as of yesterday. We'll open another 40 to 45 next year, probably another 45 to 55 the following year. So good steady growth. It's a really good frozen treats concept out of Orlando, Florida. We're kind of really focused on kind of the Southeast and a little bit of Texas and Phoenix as well, but the Southeastern region is kind of where we're playing in from that perspective. I just recently publicly launched the franchising opportunity for Vicious Biscuit. It's an incredible kind of breakfast brunch concept out of Charleston, South Carolina. Six locations throughout kind of that area. North Carolina, South Carolina.
It's coming to Indy, though. It's coming to Indy. Yeah.
So yeah. We're looking at real estate in Indy, a couple other states as well. And so we're really excited about that. A lot of initial interest from some experienced business people and franchisees. It's had a lot of pent-up demand of people kind of trying the product, starting in 2019. A lot of people, maybe yourself even, travel a lot to Charleston, and it's a very popular place to have breakfast in Charleston. And so there's kind of been a lot of good pent-up demand from a culinary perspective of, wow, this product's so great. I'd love to bring this to my town. And so now we have this great platform through franchising to be able to deliver that. A couple others, Balance Grill out of Toledo, Ohio. It's a Pan-Asian concept. Really cool, unique brand. I think one of the coolest things about it is the hierarchy of management. It's all based on a team approach. So back to that question you had of some unique things that we see, there's no GM in the store, which is very unique in the franchising and restaurant world, right? And so it's a team-built model, team-based model where they all work together to deliver a great experience from back of house to front of house and everything in between. So we're really excited about that one as well. And most recently, kind of in between Balance and Vicious, we engage with the Savvy Sliders out of Detroit, Michigan. Kind of a premium product at a more value price. Slider, so if you're kind of familiar with the slider industry and some things that are happening there, we think it's a really good play from that perspective. Great food, premium ingredients, great shakes. Kind of started in kind of the Michigan area, but now they're starting to dabble across the country, and we're excited to help them grow from that perspective as well.
Well, now I'm hungry, Casey. I just ate lunch, but I'm hungry again.
Yeah, I mean, we like to be in food. You know, we do look, and we have looked at other industries, and we've kind of consulted from that perspective a little bit in those areas. And I do think at some point we probably will get into that. We have a couple former athletes on our team, and so I think fitness could be something we look at into the future. I think service is interesting. We have a cool program called Franchising for Heroes through Pivotal Growth Partners, where we, you know, help veterans and first responders find their second act through franchising. So we do think something in the service industry would be great for franchise candidates that are, you know, come from those fields that are great.
I love that. That's great. I didn't know you guys did that.
Yeah. And so I do think something in service would be great to be able to offer, because the food and quick service industry isn't for everyone. So I think as we continue to grow and expand and grow PGP across the country and across verticals, I do see us probably adding some stuff outside of food just to be able to balance. If someone's called us and says, hey, interested in franchising, have some other options outside of food to be able to say, well, you know, if you love food, great, we got some good options for you. But if you don't like food, you're looking for something else, you know, here's some options that could fit within our portfolio as well.
Well, if you want to learn more about Pivotal Growth Partners, go to pivotalgrowthpartners.com. That's pivotalgrowthpartners.com. Thank you, Casey, for coming on, sharing a little bit of the background. Sounds very exciting. Sounds like you got a lot in the pipeline going forward, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed it, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. It really helps to get this show out to more and more people. Also, if you have any questions, have ideas for guests or topics, please email me, josh@indyfranchiselaw.com. That's josh@indyfranchiselaw.com. And finally, please note that this podcast
is for entertainment and educational purposes and is not in any way, shape, or form meant to be any kind of legal advice. If you're seeking legal advice, please contact a lawyer. Have a great one. Happy franchising.